Coming up on Sunday, the 24th of April at Bimbadgin Estate, a day on the green with Crowded House, special guest Courtney Barnett and the Waifs as well. Joining us to have a chat about it from Crowded House is Nick Seymour. Nick, how you doing?
I'm good, Andrew. How are yourself?
Very well, thanks. Mate, I'm very good. In fact, I've actually been waiting 30 years for this. You don't realise this, but you and I have been at the same place at the same time. The Concert for Life in Centennial Park. One of us was on stage, the other was in amongst 70,000 fans enjoying the afternoon. Do you remember the event?
Oh, wow. Oh, right. That's with In Excess. There was a few bands on the bill, and then they did the finale with an orchestra and everything, and it kind of, I think they had technical problems perhaps, but I remember that gig thinking to myself, we were always very blessed with being able to cover ourselves with a busk, if you know what I mean. If anything went wrong in a show, we could always just revert to Paul up the front with the cocktail set, Neil on acoustic guitar, and me sort of trying to make bass sounds and, you know, doing party pieces until the technical issues were ironed out. It was a good concert, though, I remember. I really enjoyed that.
It was a great concert. I absolutely loved it. The other problem In Excess had was that Crowded House absolutely slayed them. You guys were fantastic on the day.
Oh, dear. I can't remember that for sure. I think things were said, you know, but, you know, Michael Hutchins, God rest him, you know, we were good mates back in the day, and I never heard anything, any negative, you know, competitiveness from those lads toward us.
The thing that I know a lot of
nice
us...
Nice of you to say so.
What I remember the most was the banter between yourself and the crowd at the time. It wasn't just all those great Crowded House songs that we know and love. It was the band was actually getting to know 70,000 people at the same time. Do you still do that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's a big part of... I mean, it's not something we focus on because, like, the worst part of doing a show is, like, if you start chatting to the crowd or to each other on stage and engaging with the crowd via that, and then suddenly you're doing a song like Fall at Your Feet or Don't Dream It's Over, and you look at the set list and think, oh, God, how do we get ourselves back into a contained kind of serious mode for people to get sentimental or melancholic or elated, you know, it's... You know, we've always had that problem that we kind of undo our own spell when we chat, you know, or take the piss or whatever, you know, between songs. And one of the things that people factor into a Crowded House gig, I think, is that, you know, it's sort of, hopefully it's like going to a barbecue and, you know, there's plenty of propane.
It's certainly a lot of fun. Now, the Crowded House has changed a bit these days. You're basically performing with the Finn Clan. Have you ever considered bringing your brother Mark into it so that to even things up a little bit?
Great. Yeah, look, my family is very similar. You know, the structure of my family is very similar to Neil's. I think we realised that very early on. It's led us along a very kind of similar pathway in music. And, getting the Finns on board was a sort of no-brainer in the sense that, you know, the chemistry within the family is as palpable as what's in my family. When my family ever get together for Christmas or whatever, we have a massive sing-along, and I grew up with that. And, you know, I'd love Mark to, you know, to join the ranks at some point. I mean, sometimes he gets up on stage with us, you know, and we're playing the Maya Music Bowl this Friday night. He's coming to that. I'd love him to get up on stage, but I probably will table that about Mark, trying to get Mark up on stage at the bowl, because the Maya Music Bowl in Melbourne is this quintessential iconic venue that Mark and I both grew up with, you know. But you know, having said that, it'd be great if he was in the Hunter Valley. They're on tour at the moment too, Hunters and Collectors.
Oh, I'd love to go and see that as well. Of course, Neil could always bring Tim back too, because he keeps trumping you, mate. You know, when you bring one back, he brings another.
That's right. I'm owed a few more visits from my brother to make up the deficit.
You definitely are. Hey, one last thing I wanted to ask you, Nick. Are there any of the Crowded House tracks that you enjoy playing more than anything else live? Are there any of the favourites that we could look forward to at Bimbadgin?
Still think, you know, songs like Four Seasons in One Day and Into Temptation, you know, where we can play them as a busk, you know, with just the snare drum with brushes and everyone down the front, and it's a sort of an acoustic style point, and the audience sing it for us.
Yeah, yeah.
When you know that you can actually perform a song and the audience are going to perform it just with as much vigor as you, that's probably, they become your favorite songs of a night. And Four Seasons is one that everyone sings. Same with Better Be Home Soon. Obviously, Don't Dream. Although we're doing Don't Dream, It's Over absolutely to the letter of how we recorded it as a rock track back in the day. And because we have Mitchell Froom playing keyboards with us, I mean, he just, that section in the middle of the song with the Hammond organ just makes you cry every time you hear it, you know. So we do that faithfully, but there's a point where everyone in the audience will sing and we have to give them the voice, you know. It's a massive part of a Crowded House gig.
Well, if everybody hasn't organised their tickets, having just listened to that, I'm sure they will. It's A Day on the Green, Sunday the 24th of April at Bimbadjan Estate. Nick Seymour, thank you very much and good luck on the tour. Really appreciate your time on 2NM.
Good on you, Andrew. It was a pleasure.